So depending on how old you are, this episode may make you really sad.
It'll make you feel like dirt.
Depending on your age.
Depending on your age. So if you're 40 and above, I'm sorry.
What does that say about you?
I'm telling you, in this episode, I'm not really happy about it. So we're going to be talking about...
Potatoes.
We're going to be talking about hair trends and basically, yeah, hair trends for summer 2022.
Yes. Oh, spring and summer.
Spring and summer. So again, if you're 40 and above, I'm sorry.
If you're 35 and above, this one fucking hurt.
What about 30 and under?
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You'll like it. And
will I?
Yeah, I think you will.
Yeah.
You might. At the end of the day, you just got to go with the flow and roll with the punches and embrace the 2022 hair trends. Okay.
You are now listening to Rebel Femme Podcast,
an honest conversation about hair, life, and everything super random.
All right. Let's talk about color trends. Wait, dude, don't
I know, expose I know. I'm it. Sorry. We're I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Sorry.
Okay.
That's what I said. They hurt.
All right, let's do this.
What? Cut deep.
No, what on earth?
Wait.
What does that even mean?
Okay, color trends.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about the top four that we're seeing.
Top
four? Yeah.
Yes.
One, two, three, four.
Okay.
I know how to count.
All right.
I can't, apparently.
So some of these, or are we bringing that box over? Okay, so let's start out first by Ellie. If you could bring me that color PR box right behind you, the Redken one. Perfect. So I actually just got this PR box from Redken. So thank you, Redken, for sending this to me. This was like a nice little surprise. I get boxes all the time from different brands, but I haven't gotten a Redken one in a really, really, really long time. So it was kind of fun to get this one, and it has lots of great goodies. And this is going to kind of go into what we're talking about today with the first trend. This one's not so sad. This one's fine.
This one's not so fine. Oh, okay.
So basically the trends is barely their type of blonde highlights, very lived in, still trending, I would say, right?
Yeah.
And blended blondes. But then when we go into like the different tones of types of blondes, that kind of changes up a little bit. So I wanted to kind of go through this PR box really fast so it can kind of,
maybe
I should turn this around.
Oh no, not again.
Let's turn this around. So this was gifted by Redken.
Thanks. Thanks, Redken.
Okay, so this is the PR box. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, check us out on YouTube if you want to take a look. But lots of goodies in here. But what really intrigued me were these brand new shades that they just gave me.
Gave?
I don't know, gave.
Okay. Gifted.
But it's the Grage colors.
Grage.
Sorry, what?
Grage, yeah.
Grage?
And it's gray, like, it's beige.
Yeah, and it's a trend in hair color, especially for like summer blondes. So I just thought this was appropriate.
I have to Google this. What?
Yes, grage is a trend. And Yadira and I were actually talking about it. This is kind of like the carryover of the mushroom brown.
Yes.
So, yeah.
The mushroom blonde.
Grage hair is trending. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh,
and side note, if you're a hairstylist,
This is the one with the bonder inside, right?
Don't all of the new ones have the bonder inside?
Yeah. Not all of them. Before it was just the level 10s.
You're right.
Can you put this box down there?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so let me just kind of run these different names, what they've called them. So the 10 AG is called Misty Beige. And the 9 AG is called Glossy Grage. And the 7 AG is Smoky Beige. So I'm kind of like all about this grayish look, to be honest. I feel like makes it a little bit more interesting. And I'm all about it. So if you want to check out some trends on there, I'm sure we'll share some photos on the YouTube of what that looks like.
Yeah, Okay. So
you didn't know?
I didn't know any of the, I don't keep up with the trends. once. So I didn't know about this. This is really interesting. Yeah, it's like
it's like a mushroom brown, but for blonde.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Yeah, it's just like an ashy beige.
So look, Eudira has a really cute picture right here. It literally, to me, it looks like it could be like a level 7, 8, 9, and it just appears a little bit darker.
I've got to be honest with you. You know what it reminds me of? Dishwater. Like dishwater blonde, like, you know,
yeah, like more natural tones.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't for mean sure. Like dishwater like gross, but I mean like the tonality of like the natural dirty blonde hair.
For sure.
That's what it makes me think of.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of like it.
Yeah, I kind of like it too. I don't mind it. And I think yeah, on
it's
the
pretty. It's so interesting. What the fuck?
We'll definitely share some of these images with on the YouTube so you can see. I'm all about it. I think this one I'm actually excited about. I feel like this is wearable for almost anybody. You can customize that grayish tone for brunettes all the way to blondes.
Oh,
except redheads. I don't know if the redhead could wear it.
No, I could never wear that. I think hairstylist perspective, though, like
let's talk about it.
I think this is going to be the new silver. This is a hard color to achieve.
It is a hard color to achieve.
That's why I was saying like it appears to be 7, 8, 9, but I think you're going to have to pull this to a 9, 10 in order to achieve these colors because there's no way you can achieve a grayish tone with an orange undertone as a lift.
This could very easily get muddy, like instantly get muddy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Which is why I'm kind of excited to play with these Shades EQ colors and see how these fade.
Yeah.
Because generally Shades EQ, I'm a fan of Shades EQ. I don't talk about it as much because I have a very strong relationship and partnership with Kenra. But I do love Shades EQ. I feel like Shades EQ is almost in every single salon. People use it like water. And overall, these do fade really beautifully on tone. And it is a great acidic-based toner line. Yeah. So if you like acidic toners, I feel like Shades EQ is kind of leading the way on that.
You know who this be great for with Eudira?
Who?
Your one girl who goes gray that, like you guys, I think you guys do like SM, like 7SM a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like this would be really good. Like I just pulled up a photo that kind of mimics like gray.
Let's go to the Redken website and see what types of pictures that they have for grayish tones.
Redken.com. Well,
by the way, this is not sponsored by Redken by any means. I just happened to get this box and I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be perfect for our podcast tomorrow. So
perfect timing.
But thank you, Redken. It just came right on time.
Yeah, thank you, Redken. let's see. Hair color.
Yeah, let's check out the
blonde
tones.
We just do
that's really
hair.
Pretty.
Let's take a look.
If it ever loads.
Oh, yeah, it's really pretty.
Ads.
Oh. Although, okay, so I'm not a huge believer. Oh, those ones look good. I'm not a huge believer in sometimes like the marketing campaigns that they do, but because everything's edited. Just know that. Everything is edited.
Ash blonde, platinum blonde. Where are you seeing that?
That's it.
Hold on. How the hell did you see that? Where are you at?
I don't know. I found a picture on just like images and that was one of the first ones I
I'm on their fucking
tapped
website.
On it and it took it to the website.
Hold on. Let's see.
Okay. Just
nine, what?
Go on the Google,
the goggle,
and look up some grayish tones. And we're in the process of getting our Pinterest set up, so maybe we'll set up a Pinterest board for grayish hair that Ellie can put together. Just tasking Ellie out to so many things, just because she's amazing at it. So that's why. Okay. So I'm going to move on while you guys are looking at this. But basically, just so you know, color trend, if you're blonde or like blonde highlights, barely blonde highlights and blended bronze and grayish tones is very, very hot right now. Mm-hmm. And muted beige blondes, mm-hmm. like dishwater. We kind of talked about that.
Not to be confused, that dishwater is not bad. Like
no.
Dishwater blonde's not bad.
Yeah. And
it's actually really, really hard to achieve.
It is.
Totally.
Yeah.
And honestly, I like when a natural level 7 comes in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like the perfect canvas.
Dog.
It's like, it's the possibilities are endless. So this is just going to enhance that natural level 7, which is a rarity that comes in the salon. But I love that natural dishwater blonde that comes. Like, I mm-hmm. love it. And usually they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I
a lot of people don't like that.
Well, it's because someone's looking at them saying, you have dishwater hair.
Yeah.
And that just sounds so unappealing.
Oh, yeah. But it's kind of like when you get a natural redhead in your chair. Like,
oh, yeah.
You love it, right?
Heck,
and Lisa's
yeah.
like, eh, I have it every day. Okay. But if you're not blonde and you're like, what's going on with brunettes? The trend right now is expensive brunettes. So let's talk about what that means.
Mm-hmm.
What that means to me is an expensive brunette is honestly, it's kind of similar to the barely there highlights.
Yeah.
It's very like sun-kissed subtle, but you can't really tell that it's highlighted at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just,
it's like one or two levels shifted.
Yeah. And it's just kind of barely there highlights for brunettes. And it just looks expensive. You mm-hmm. just know that person that's wearing that hairdo, she's carrying the latest Louis V bag.
Mm-hmm.
She's riding her Range Rover.
She dropped some cash on her hair.
She got some red bottoms on.
Expensive brunettes is the epitome of.
I don't have any of those things.
Go ahead. Are these the things that you want?
I feel like expensive brunettes. Yeah, it's just sun-kissed, except it's really rich.
Rich.
It's really dense, like a dense hair color. You know,
almost kind of. I don't want to say opaque, but just rich is probably the best word.
Yeah,
like you said.
Yeah,
opaque is the opposite.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, well, when you say dense,
mm-hmm.
I think of opaque. Like saturated.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think rich to me means like fully saturated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Opaque is light.
Opaque is dark. It absorbs light.
Yeah.
Like this microphone opaque is
opaque.
Like
matte. Flat. Okay.
But opaque isn't to be confused with light reflection either, because you can be opaque and shiny. It can have shine.
See, when I think of opaque, I think of sheer.
No, opaque literally means like
depth,
like dense and saturated. Like,
really? Dog, have I been fucking lied to my whole life? Opaque, right?
Sure.
Opaque, not transparent, bro.
It's like the light bulb.
Opaque is a Sharpie.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yep.
I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah, no. I think so, Lisa.
No, dead ass. I've been using it for the exact opposite. Like, oh, that's very opaque. It's very sheer. Wow, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, anyways. Opaque and sheer are antonyms.
Antonyms. What does that mean?
Opposite.
Thank you.
Synonym is similar.
Oh, antonym is.
Look, I'm terrible at English,
A cinnamon. Opaque hair. Hold on, opaque hair. Let's see.
Let's look up the definition of expensive brunettes too. I think that we should talk about that because.
What?
So Yudira's on behindthechair.com. What do they define expensive brunettes?
Okay, hold on. Before we continue. Okay. So with opaque with hair, they're saying dull hair. Blah, 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 blah. It says that dull hair is opaque. It lacks shine.
No,
likes nutrients.
See,
so for example, Kenra has their monochrome collection, and the monochrome collection in permanent is more opaque and saturated finish with high shine. It basically means that there's
opaque.
There's not. I don't know if it says opaque, but that's how I describe it because it doesn't have variations of different tones. It is one tone.
It's not multi-dimensional like the other line is.
Whereas where you use a regular permanent line,
it has
highs and lows, but it's permanent. You're going to get the gray coverage. But when you cover gray with monochrome, it's going to be one color.
Yeah. Monochrome, I describe it as matte. It's a very densely pigmented.
So when you say densely pigmented, I automatically think opaque.
What the fuck? Bro.
Okay. Expensive definition of expensive brunettes.
I'm going to be.
They don't have one. It literally just says darker brunette hair is going to be the trend for 2022.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be flattering to any skin tone.
I agree with that because everybody in brunette looks
like
there is
a different shade to it.
Can we add a trend of making an expensive redhead?
Okay, so let's talk about redheads because copper hair specifically is literally been the hottest trend and it's here to stay throughout the summer.
Yeah.
The fucking Lord.
Coppers and warm reds.
Okay, can I tell you when we first opened the salon, how much fucking red and copper we had in backstock? And I was like, when the hell
is this going to go away?
Silver. Everybody wanted silver and violet hair. Mm-hmm. And we were like, how are we going to go through all this BC and CR?
Enter CG. Lisa.
Dog, literally.
And like, yeah, literally when Lisa came on board, everyone's like, I want to be copper. But you know what? The trend
started across, around the same time.
Yeah. So now we're like trying to find it. So
not to be confused, we had a video that went viral on TikTok.
Oh, Lord.
TikTok.
Is that what made everybody go get copper hair?
I'm proud of it, okay?
TikTok.
For a while there, every single person that sat in my chair found me off TikTok and wanted copper hair.
Yeah.
But, like a solid month.
Yeah, I've been getting those a lot lately.
Have you really?
I'm like,
my influx died down, so you go.
Everybody just started.
Is asking for warmer shades. I feel like golds and coppers, copper gold.
Yeah.
I feel like gold's finally being embraced.
Totally. Because it's that 90s trend that everybody's going for.
Yeah.
Right.
Yellow hair.
That Pam Anderson, like.
Yes.
The grayish tone, though, is basically the alternative to silver hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. So anyone that wants cool tones, they're going to do the grayish, or it's the warm golden coppers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I see for sure.
I feel like it's the extremes of both.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how like lived in hair and like beachy babe hair and blah, blah, blah was like a huge thing for a while. It's just like a mix of everything. And there's not really like there wasn't like specificity to anything. But now I feel like either you're going gold or going red or going gray, like silver, like there's no like
in between.
Yeah, there's not.
Well, let's clarify too, not everybody's gonna look good in copper, right? You know, we have to have different tones for different things, which is where the
different strokes for different folks, you know what I mean,
the grayish comes into play. Okay, anything else we want to add to color trends? What about vivids? Like, what's going on in vivid world?
I feel like I'm still getting like, well, actually no, we were talking about this yesterday, I think.
Oh, yeah, we were.
It's like the patchy, almost like faded look is coming in the because grunge, it's like that vivid. Grungy, like I did it at home
like
look.
Like acid wash type hair?
Yeah.
Like,
dude,
I'm...
What? How does that even...
What? Hold on.
Like I'm kind of getting... it's that vibe of my so-called life. Like when you watched that show in the 90s.
I don't remember that one.
I know what you're talking about.
You guys
about?
Are too fucking young for that shit.
I know which one it
Claire
is.
Claire Danes and hot Jared Leto. Oh my God.
What is it called?
My So-Called Life.
It was like a soap opera.
Yeah. And it was like every teenager totally.
This hot ass redhead? Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So I'm kidding.
Like, see how they're wearing flannels and all of that. I don't. There's like, she had a friend. What was her friend's name?
I don't
The blonde in the show. But she had always had like these different colored pieces and stuff. And it just looked always like grungy. That's what.
Like faded out.
Yeah.
What?
She was right up there somewhere. Oh, down.
Oh.
I forget her character's name, but.
Yeah. That. Okay. Like super kind of like muddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they would put it over top like yellow hair and it looks like kind of like shit.
And like the placement for these colors, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
It's almost looks like right here. Right
chunky, there. Stripey.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, but I think it's a little bit more purposeful when you come into the salon.
It is.
But yeah, I agree. I think like that grunge vibe is coming back with a vengeance with vivids.
It is thriving.
Let's do grunge hair. Let's see. Oh yeah, these are like really put together.
Yeah, they are. But see that top photo right there where you have the bangs? It looks kind of like
looks
like washed out.
Looks super faded.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, again, we'll share some of these photos on the YouTube so that way you can like. Do you like how I put the in front of everything? It really ages me. Like the Google.
The YouTube.
The YouTube.
The tube of you.
The TikTok.
I feel like this is
Kurt Cobain
to style.
That's grunge.
Yeah.
Oh. That's actually in our haircut trends.
Oh, shut up. Okay, cool.
So let's move on to haircut trends. What's going on?
Where are we at? Where are we at? Haircut trends. Here we go. Okay, first of all, I need one of y'all
to
explain what the fuck that is.
A Bixie?
I'm sorry.
If a Bob Pixie.
Yeah, that's like.
Actually, you know what? Somebody did that this week.
How? Please enlighten me.
It literally is the length of a Bob. Let me go back to behind the chair because I have some pictures.
A Bixie?
It is the length of a bob, but you get the short pieces that you would put into a pixie.
You know who has a really great example of that is, oh my gosh, what's that one hair educator on?
There it is.
Yeah, it's just very, it's very like choppy and piecey. But there's a hair educator on.
Oh,
it's like a grown up pixie.
Yeah.
But yeah, grown out pixie. That's a great way to to describe it.
Okay.
Grungy.
But like, but not Karen.
Not Karen at all.
Okay. 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 So like a really textured haircut plus some length.
Yeah.
That's actually really kind of cute.
It is cute.
To be honest.
I literally cannot find the hair influencer that I was going to share with you guys. And it sucks. But she's known for doing pixies and cutting her own pixies on herself.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Jane Eddo?
No.
I don't even know if I said that right.
I literally, I believe she's like a Wella educator.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh my God. I'm going to hate myself if I can't find her. Okay. Let's just see what happens.
You know what is also coming to trend that is not on this? Because I just did it the other day. My client who I did a clipper cut to, that like super fucking short, has just enough hair on top to give it like a really cute style. It's almost like a pixie, but it's like a buzzed head.
This article actually has buzz cuts on here too.
Yeah, buzz cuts for women are coming to trend. Like my client was telling me, she's like, I don't want to be tied down to my hair. And I was like, dude, let's do it.
Yeah, that was Brenna's client yesterday. Chopped off all her hair.
Dog, that is so, oh my God. I wish I had the balls. I don't think, okay, here's the thing though. I have a really small head. And I got a little peanut head. I know I do.
It's hard to gauge what your head is going to look like when you shave off all your hair and you can't put that shit back.
I got fat ass ears too. And that shit is no ma'am. I'm going to look goofy as hell.
I've had my pixie before.
Yeah, I liked your pixie. I didn't like cutting it for you.
I liked my pixie when I wore my hair curly.
Yeah, it was really cute.
Ooh.
That was the only time that I liked it, I think. But then I always tried to straighten it because I was trying to fit into this like,
This, like,
mold.
Thing. Yeah.
But yeah, it looked really cute, I think, curly. I have this really cute photo, like side profile, and it like it's literally cute.
Is it on your Facebook? Because I've probably seen it.
I have a picture of her.
It might be.
Oh, please.
Oh my God, how embarrassing.
I still reek like fucking coffee.
Dude, it's blonde coffee.
It stinks.
It's blonde coffee because that makes it so much better.
It does.
It smell better.
Dude, I am so upset at myself. And I know as soon as I'm done recording this podcast, I'm going to forget who like this person is.
That is beautiful.
It's just a buzzed head.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what's also
what's trending right now. I just did that the other day.
Yeah, because that's like in the 90s, the Cranberries, that the lead singer to Cranberries, Sinead O'Connor. Who else had bald heads? Lots of people had bald heads. It was like a thing.
Bald heads.
Bald head is scallywag.
Oh my God.
Yo, whose stomach is that?
Huh? Is it mine?
Dude, yeah, it is.
It's someone. It's screaming. I can hear it from here.
I can
hear it through the audio.
My faja is keeping all my insides in one piece because I'm wearing this dress.
Your faja is rearranging your gut.
It is. Oh my God. Ellie's going to hate us because we're on our technology right now.
Hey, I'm not on my phone. That's why I'm not on my phone. She said, don't bring your phone.
Fuck. So I'm trying to find. No one knows who I'm talking about.
No.
It looks more professional on the laptop. I know. See, ugh. I listen. I follow the rules.
Okay, well, I can't because I have too many things open on my desktop here.
You know, I guess I don't have a picture of you anymore. I'm sad.
Oh my God. Okay, so Bixby, we got that out of the way.
Bixie.
It basically looks like a grown out pixie. It's super cute. Mm-hmm. And it honestly, really if you have naturally wavy curly hair, it's even cuter.
Are we going to give me a Bixie? I'm kidding. I would never.
No.
I was like, really?
Your hair is too thick for that shit.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that you say that. Someone cut my hair and took, no, ma'am. It was okay. Not good.
So the next trend that we're seeing is the infamous lob is making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And the lobs, the 90s boy band bob, all the
honestly,
bobs.
Honestly, all the bobs.
Yeah.
The micro bobs, those are super cute. Like, right. Like, the, I guess like they're just French. Looking.
Yeah, French bob.
Yeah. French bob, oof. Like right at the right where your jawline starts. They so freaking sexy. Cute. So honestly, if I were a lot thinner, I'd probably rock that haircut.
You would be able to rock it for sure.
Yeah. I know, because I have a long neck.
Oh, okay.
I'm dead. We need that exact look for the our photo shoot.
Got my teeth out, sitting on my lip and everything.
I got the microphone in my
that's
mouth.
That's ugly as shit for the fucking brand shoot.
But don't give me bangs.
I want to look this up. 90s lob? 90s lob. Bob? 90s bob.
Bob, yeah.
Bobberoni.
I feel like
yes, yeah. When it's like real dense right here,
yeah. I feel like oof. The bobs were really bubbly in the '90s because like everybody round brushed them.
Mushroom bob.
Yeah, everybody round brushed their hair for sure because we didn't really have flat irons then.
That's
the French bob.
Is sexy.
It's so cute.
Oh my god, I feel like I wouldn't look with that. Never mind. I want to fucking do some cool shit in my hair.
I was
so lame.
I would totally cut my hair like that.
Like this?
I think you gave me that cut.
That's
once.
Cute. Yeah. That's where I normally live. That's why, remember I told you I never had my hair long?
Yeah.
And I always would cut my hair to here, same. Here.
Bro.
All the time.
Ew.
So cute.
Ew.
Okay.
So cute.
No one can see any of these photos, so Ellie's going to have to totally put all these photos, and our listeners can't see these photos either. But basically, we're on Google just looking at super cute bobs.
Well, Cameron Diaz. It's like the fringe and like the sweet moment, I feel like, is coming back too.
For sure.
I feel like with the lob.
You know who had a great example of a Bixie is Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What year?
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Drew.
When she was wearing like all of those sunflowers 90s. And shit, which sunflowers are coming back.
And those little hair clips. Little butterflies.
Like
and shit.
This?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's cute.
Oh, that's so cute. It's very like pin-up-y.
Totally cute.
That's really cute.
I feel like that's a variation of a Bixie.
Oh, well, then she has like the 90s bob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like that's soup. Oh, my God.
Right? Drew Barrymore was super cute back then.
Dude, she's so
she still
hot.
Is. Well, she still is, but.
Yeah, but even then. Oh yeah, like that's cute.
Yeah, even all those makeup, that's a Bixie for sure. But like all those makeup trends, like all of the muted
thin eyebrows.
Oh my god, can we talk about, I know we're not talking about thin eyebrows, but can we talk about thin eyebrows? You guys, if you're really young and you want to do thin eyebrows, please don't do it.
I'm not
literally telling you because I lived through that era of plucking my eyebrows and I have to color them in so bad. Like just don't do it.
They and the low-rise jeans. Don't do the low-rise jeans.
Low-rise jeans.
No. Not unless you want indentations on your hips forever.
Really?
Yeah.
You had indentation on your hips.
I was forbidden to wear those types of jeans.
They finally went away because I filled out a little bit.
That's crazy. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to wear stuff like that.
No?
No, if it showed my stomach, like no.
You're a whore.
I'm kidding. Oh! I know. Well, it was either that or my mom thought I was too fat for them, but...
Oh, okay, well...
She did you a kindness.
And
then she was like, here's an apple, eat this. Yeah. So
rude. Okay. Rude.
Toxic mothers.
I chihuahua. Hey, let's have a conversation about that. Hope you're listening. I'm kidding.
Oh my lord.
Ooh.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay, so as far as haircuts, we got the 90s boy band.
Boy, 90s boy band.
Boy band bob.
Yeah, that's what it was called. The 90s boy band bob. Right boy here. Look at that.
Micro bobs.
The Kurt Cobain look.
The Kurt Cobain look, yeah. And then supermodel layers with like the 90s blowout.
So 90s blowout.
That's like, what's it called? Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
That's what we think of. Cindy Crawford. Yep. Y2K layers. Is that really what we're calling it?
Yeah, that's what they called it. Jerks.
Dude.
Y2K layers.
You know what? When 20 years go by, it automatically is called vintage, which is why I said if you're 40 and above, you're not going to like this episode.
My precious is vintage.
I'm very vintage. I'm twice vintage.
Twice. Yo, can we bring back crimping, please?
It already is with the waver. It's just going to keep going.
No, I want crimps. I remember that shit. Oh, I loved it.
Okay, so you're showing Christina Aguilera, and I just want to say that
it's dirty.
She's half Ecuadorian like I am.
Is she
so
really?
Yeah.
Dude, she is fun as hell.
I know.
I just think of her video dirty.
She's my kind.
She's my kind. Okay, what else is going on in haircut world?
I feel... Okay, maybe this goes hand in hand with the supermodel thing, like the Jen Aniston.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The color and the cut.
The cut, yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Like the super fringy, like I feel like the shag's kind of coming out. Mm-hmm. Like people are kind of over like the mullety shag thing. Like they're kind of, it's like longer shag, but with Jen Aniston coloring.
But can we just for Jen Aniston, like I feel like when I'm thinking about her in Friends.
Yes.
She would be considered like a grayish to me.
Homegirl. Her hair was like yellow.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Not when she had the iconic haircut. Uh-huh. I'm telling you. When her hair got longer throughout the show, that's when her hair changed a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Look, right there.
This one?
That's not grayish, bud.
Okay, bye. Well, it's darker.
It's darker, but it's not grayish.
Okay, it's not grayish.
Grayish.
Definitely sliced.
Yeah. Her hair is definitely sliced. Like her hair literally looks green in that.
Oh, God.
You're funny.
She's
but I agree. Like lots of volume. And I think the art of round brushing is going to come back for sure.
Is the bump going to come back?
Yes, it is actually.
Stop
pompadours
it.
And bouffants.
Stop.
For styling.
What?
Did they ever go away though?
Oh yeah. I feel like they
did. Or was I just really old and always doing them?
I think.
Sorry.
Do you do the bump? I never did the bump. I never liked the
You know
bump.
What? I have a bad memory of the bump. So let me just tell you about it really
Please
fast.
Tell us. Riddle us. Tell us a story. Story time.
So when I was 12 years old, 13 years old, I went to an all Catholic middle school, whatever. It was like K-8 or whatever. And I came from public school into this brand new Catholic school and all of these girls, every single one of them, except for one, Alexis Monet, they were all bitches to me. And I'm not going to give these girls their names because literally I fucking hated that part of my life. But I went to this Catholic school and I was just really trying to fit in and trying to, you know, you're going through that awkward phase of 12, 11, 12, 13. And you're like trying to figure out how to do your hair,
have all these girls that are just. Assholes.
Yeah. That's I remember like the pretty girls or the cool girls in my class, they always had their hair done really, really nice. And I would ask them like, oh, how do you do that? And they're like, how do you do that bump?
Right.
And they were like, we're not going to tell you how to do that.
Rude.
And literally every time I asked one of the girls at different occasions, like, oh, your hair looks really pretty. Like, how do you do that? Every single time they were like, no, don't tell her.
Why?
Oh.
Because they didn't want me to do the same hair. Because all the boys liked me because I had big boobs.
Oh.
And so.
So they didn't like you because you were attractive? Because you got the attention and no one else did.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And so they didn't want to share like their hairstyle with me. And so this whole time I was struggling trying to figure out because we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have any videos. Like, you know what I mean? Like, think about like being 11, 12 without any resources.
Yeah.
And
you're like alone.
You're alone. And so, yeah, I just had a horrible hair throughout my whole like teenage years basically. So I have like a love and hate for that bump because I never was able to do it and I didn't know how to do it and no one told me how to do it. No.
That's sad.
Oh.
That makes me sad.
And those little Catholic bitches.
Those whores.
Ruined my life.
Fucking whores. I hate them.
Actually, they grew up to be whores, so it's fine.
Oh, shit.
Can we just what?
What is that?
That's me.
Lisa's showing us her.
You were on Drumline?
I was. I played band for quite a few years. Yeah.
Oh.
Fun fact. I'm trying to find this picture so I can show you guys because I can relate to the whole hair, like fucked up hair thing. I need to find this damn photo.
Okay.
Y'all keep going. I'm gonna find
it. We're gonna wrap up right after the sponsored message.
Shit. Okay.
Get all your Rebel Femme merch and your favorite salon products like Olaplex, Moroccan oil, hairbrushes, and more. Head to RebelFemme.com.
Podcast 15.
I don't want to.
Use it.
Is there anything else we want to add to this Y2K hair trends?
Making you feel like old as dirt.
Do we even talk about chunks?
Chunks.
We didn't talk about that. Is it chunky still here? What's going on? It's going away, right?
No, because it says blended highlights.
Yeah, it does say blended highlights. But I feel like
barely blonde.
People are still asking for money piece. So is the money piece going away or is it softening?
I think it's softening.
I think it. Yeah, I think it's softening. I don't think it's. Everyone, okay, I feel like everyone still wants lightness around their face, but they don't like the word money piece.
And they don't want it to be as chunky or prevalent as it has once been. Was.
I think you don't like money piece.
I don't, but neither does anyone else.
No, a lot of people ask for money piece and they search for money piece, which is why my video is number one trending on Google right now for money piece hair. Grow up. It's one of the most highly searched things on Google right now is money piece hair.
Grow up.
And I believe that same video has almost a million views on the Kenner channel.
Okay, well.
Wow, look at you.
I'm like famous. You.
Oh my goodness. All right,
guys, thanks so much for coming to this episode.
Let's wrap this one up.
Bye. All right, fine, let's wrap it up. Oh, Lord. I can't help that I'm Mises and amazing.
Oh, we know. We know.
So thanks so much for listening to Rebel Femme Podcast. And before we go, show us some love on your favorite streaming platform. Like Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
Google Podcasts.
What's Stitcher?
It's a very popular podcast streaming platform. But go and leave us a review. And make sure you follow us on our Instagram page at Rebel Femme. And we're going to be breaking down the episode throughout the week. Ellie's going to do a fantastic job of sharing all the behind the scenes.
So happy.
And finally, don't forget to head on over to rebelfem.com to book an appointment, listen to our podcast episodes, and shop your favorite products. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.